Well, and once again, you know, we had some rain nearby.
Yeah.
It went away.
It went down the interstate.
Yeah, and so
went down the super slab.
It did, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The super slab?
Yeah. Little buddy.
Good buddy.
Good little buddy
was Gilligan.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Golly.
I'm sorry. It seems like a long time since we were all together last. I know it was just a few minutes ago, but yeah.
Love that super slab.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
I was Turby Talk. What were you?
Me?
Yeah. What was your handle?
That
was your handle? What was your handle?
Short Sport.
Shut the front door.
Short Sport. I love it.
Mother.
Yeah. That just took the place of Scooter for me.
Well, I mean, that's what I was doing then. I was doing sports
sport.
Then.
Yeah.
And
oh,
I
short
was.
Short Sport, here, come on back. What's
20 charge for it?
Yeah. Howdy, this is Dave South, the voice of the Fighting Texas Aggies, and my longtime friend and broadcast partner, Tom Turbyville, is retiring, and he's leaving Aggieland. Going to miss him a lot. There's going to be a big retirement send-off on Friday, August the 17th, from 5 to 7 at the Crystal Park Plaza. Put it on your calendar. Plan to join in all of the fun. 5 to 7 on the 17th of August. A big goodbye to Tom Turbyville.
I'm hoping he'll be there,
Dave,
so he can say, he's a retiree.
Really?
He's the best he's ever been. Yes.
Anyway, so. Yeah.
No, that's nice. That's nice. Yeah, thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Dave and I have been friends for a long time. Well, you've known him longer than I have.
I have, as a matter of fact. Yeah, I've known him a long time.
Yeah. I knew him when in his Waco days, you did.
Absolutely. All right, so now, you know, there's been controversy about this Obamacare thing. I don't know if you've noticed that.
No.
Yeah, there's a little bit of
I thought everybody was just lapping it up.
Yeah. A little bit of discussion about what that's going to do to employers, you know, because it's going to cost them something. So, the idea is to try to bring it down to the level where U.S. Americans can really know what we're talking about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is that going to do to the price of
tea in China?
Oh, very nice.
Mm.
How about the price of a pizza? Let's talk about that, shall we? So the chairman of the board of Papa John's, whose name isn't John, is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's John Schnatter.
That's him.
Or Schnatter. Yeah.
Glad it's not called Schnatter's Pizza.
Well, I was going to say, why do you think he went with Papa John's?
I know, my God.
It is. It's Schnatter. It is.
Schnatter. Excuse me.
John's the CEO, and he says that Obamacare will result in a price increase in the pizza.
Yeah, I heard that.
Rush was talking about that yesterday, and he was lauding that because his argument was, what better way to meet people where they are? We talk about premiums and deductibles and long-term costs and things like that, and a lot of that just washes over folks.
Sure.
But when you start talking about if this is passed, the price of pizza is going up.
Right. And
then you've gotten down on a lot more people's level.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're saying. Now, the problem is, though, I don't know, what's a pie cost?
Depends.
I mean,
yeah. Depends on what you get.
Well,
you know,
$10, is that fair? I mean,
yeah.
There's a local pizzeria that is has a sale going on of $10.
Okay, so that's a fair price.
Pizzatorium.
Again. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pizzatorium.
Pizzarific Pizzatorium, by the way.
Yes.
Okay, he says this could up the price of a pizza from 11 to 14 cents.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
See, that's what I mean.
I'm sorry.
Is it going, okay, now.
Yeah, but, yeah. You know, that happens to gas, you don't even notice.
That's right.
That's per gallon.
So I think a better thing was what McDonald's did.
They came out with curly fries.
In the Philippines.
Magandang gabi.
Oh, was that where they came out with them?
No, that's how they say good morning
in
the Philippines. It's Tagalog. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
You just thought Tom was leaving.
Yeah. Hey, you can take a left turn with the best of them.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
McDonald's expects Obamacare to cost each of its franchises between $10,000 and $30,000.
Ooh, that'll make the price of a Big Mac go up.
That's the kind of number that they need to be talking about, so that you understand that. Okay, so that you are going to have to ask for ketchup. And if you ask for an extra one, you're going to have to play tug of war for it. So yeah. I'm just saying. That's
and then
that's
if
probably
you want another one, do you have to Indian arm?
Well, I don't think you'll be able to. I think you'll just.
Yeah, I'm offended by that as a person of Cherokee descendancy.
Well, I also am a person of Cherokee descendancy. Oh,
so pretty much everybody is. Yeah. The whole point is, you know,
well, I
take right. faux offense. Yeah. So. Yeah. Faux fence.
Faux fence. Well, I like that, faux fence. It's like the name game. Anyway, representatives from restaurant chains are also pretty pessimistic about this. Burger King, Quiznos, Dunkin' Donuts have all mentioned that, according to the Wall Street Journal.
It's all because of the insurance thing, right?
Yeah.
Insurance. That's
the,
right.
The insurance thing.
Insurance. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. So. And then, then we got the slushy attack in Oklahoma. I don't know if you heard about that.
No.
No.
The slushy attack?
Here, she did it again. Did you hear
it? I know.
All right. We've already got somebody who does that. You have to come up with a new phrase.
Oh. What?
See, I mean, it's,
oh, that stinks.
Yeah, I know. Well, Miley said it first here.
Though. What? I mean, I'm older than Miley.
I know,
says.
And you may have said it first, but she said it first here. So
okay.
As a result, you're going to have to come up with the.
I'm just unoriginal.
No, that's okay. Well, I know you'll come up with something soon.
Hi, I'm Cherry Rufino with your local real estate market update. Currently in our community, interest rates are averaging 3.75%. That's as low as it was when our grandparents purchased their homes. Locking in now will give you an average of $20,000 more buying power. And remember, there's money available. With a credit score of 640 and only 3.5% down payment, you can start your home buying process today. Thank you for voting Coldwell Banker United Realtors, the best of the Brazos for 9 years. And remember to have a safe and happy summer.
If you drive a European car, you don't have to take it to Houston for service and repair. Pete's Auto Care has computers specially designed for work on European cars, and technicians with over 25 years' experience repairing and servicing European cars. Mercedes, Land Rovers, Audis, Minis, BMWs, Volkswagens. If your car's European, take it to Pete's. Pete's Auto Care, the home of trustworthy mechanics, at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, next to Rattler's.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. The price of gold is still high, and we have many customers that are coming in to sell their unwanted gold jewelry. We buy and sell gold and silver coins, one coin or entire collection. If you want to invest in gold or silver, you will find our prices are the best around. At the Jewelry and Coin Exchange, we buy gold, silver, platinum, diamonds, silver flatware, and Swiss watches. Being a full-service jewelry store allows us to pay more for your items. We are not dependent on just precious metals. Thank you for voting us the best gold and silver buyers in the Brazos Valley for another year. We hear every day how happy our customers are with us, and they appreciate our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University in the IHOP Center. We are open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us.
This Curiosity Marv's rover.
Marv's?
Uh-huh.
Marv's
rover.
Marv's pretty smart if he can put a rover on another planet.
Go rover. Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently there was a mysterious blotch thingy yesterday.
Not a blotch thingy.
Yeah, it appeared on the horizon of the photo from the surface of Mars that stirred speculation as to what it might be.
That's cool.
Ooh.
Yeah,
ooh.
Especially since hours later.
It's a little green blotch.
Well, since 2 hours later, it was gone. It was gone.
Shut up.
Well, that's right. This giant Mars-based U-Haul trailer came and picked it up.
Okay.
Saw that rover in your backyard, you'd haul tail too, right?
Sure. One image from the Curiosity rover, as it landed on the fourth planet from the sun, showed a, quote, faint but distinctive image on the horizon. Another batch of images sent from the unmanned rover 2 hours later, no trace of the blotch.
Dun, dun, dun.
It was blotchless. One theory that Curiosity had somehow snapped a picture of part of the spacecraft that escorted the rover through the Martian atmosphere and crash-landed a distance away. Are we littering on
Trashing
Mars?
Trashing Earth is not enough.
Yeah, really. Yeah, we can be like, hey, man, the environment here is not bad enough. Let's go ahead and do that on Mars. Wow. Are we going to pick... I mean... Is our NASA mother going to say, would you pick that up before you leave? Did you find it that way?
The Mars explanation of this is it was a weather balloon.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Yeah, they're telling the Martians it was a weather balloon.
Right.
All right. Hey, here you go. Starbucks soon will be the first national chain to let customers pay with Square's mobile payment app. You hear about this?
Really?
Square, which is that little thing that you plug into your phone, that little Square thing, as a matter of fact. Gosh, that's a catchy name.
Wow.
Founded in 2009 by a guy named Jack Dorsey. Currently, Square mobile payment users are usually small businesses and individuals, meaning that the partnership between Starbucks could signify a rise in the company's profile. They have put, $25 million into Square. And, of course, Howard Schultz is going to be sitting on the board of directors of Square. But apparently what's going to happen is there's an app for Square and there's an app for Starbucks to make payments. You can use either of those programs. The customer will download the app and then link it with a credit or a debit card. And all you're going to have to do, you ready, is just wave it in front of the scanner. And that's that NFC, near-field
like
communication.
Potential thing. Accidental.
Well, you know, that's what I'm thinking. Couldn't you steal somebody's phone and just beat the heck out of it against a near-field communication thing and just run all the money out of their account? I don't understand how that works.
But it doesn't benefit you. I mean, you know, you're just some sort of sociopath if you're doing that.
Hey, man, I could buy, like, lattes for everybody, you know?
Drinks are on me.
Yeah. Well, now, are these Squares the kind of things that they tell you to look out for on ATM machines and stuff like that?
No, those are skimmers.
Skimmers?
Those are called skimmers.
Okay,
skimmers
they're not the same thing.
No, this actually plugs into the top of your phone.
No, Square's legit. I mean,
okay, good.
And you swipe the credit card through this little Square thing.
If Square wasn't legit, I doubt Starbucks would have plunked $25 million into it.
Yeah, probably right. Even if Howard is going to be on the board of directors. But but this is the beginning of what you will be able to do, and that is take your cell phone and or credit card and actually wave it in front of that terminal and do it.
You know, talking about the potential for not necessarily fraudulent charges, shall we say, but the idea that it just is very easily accessed.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, if I owned a bar.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when you start buying drinks for everybody.
Right.
Hey, oh, God, who's waving my phone? Yeah.
Well, and that I think probably the next place we go with this will be that the near-field communication, and if you have a semi-new credit card, it has a little thing that looks like it has three partial circles right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
That means that it is going to be able to do near-field communication.
Well, the first instance that we saw of this was the old Exxon SpeedPass.
Right, right, exactly. So what will happen is generally when you, Tom, like the next time you're at Hooters, when you go in because...
I go for the wings.
He loves the
and
wings.
And the conversation.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's right. Yeah.
I guess it's thrilling conversation.
You know it.
She's a brilliant conversationalist. Yeah.
What will happen is that Tracy, or whatever her name happens to be,
Scott's favorite,
will not take the card away from the table again. What she'll probably do is have a device that she points toward you and you...
I bet she will. Yeah, she'll also have one of them Square deals, too.
I bet she'll point it toward me. That's right. And say, would you like to add a tip to that?
Uh-huh. How convenient.
But the way that whole situation will transpire now will be
different. Yeah, it will. Yeah. It won't end with her phone number, I guarantee you that. It won't end that way, no matter what you think, when she points that device toward you.
Anyway. An attack with a slushie on an Oklahoma gas.
We took it to another level.
You did.
Yeah.
When do we not, though?
Yeah, that's true.
I'm just, in my head, I'm pretending she has a concealed carry. That's what.
All right, there you go.
Yeah, not much concealed.
I was going to say, where's she hiding it?
Oh.
Yeah.
See, anyway. Yeah. All right. An attack with a slushie.
Quit taking the high road.
I'm not. Yeah. I didn't take any road. I didn't take any road. Believe me, I moved on.
Scott Lucia, the moral compass of WTAW.
Well, while we're talking about morality, for the record, I told you guys wrong. I'm sorry. Uh-huh. Good morning is actually Magandang Umaga. I apologize to any
Tagalog. I thought she was wrong.
I had written down the wrong thing.
No, I was about to stomp down the hall.
Face lip dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese.
Place at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Norman G. Tractor. It just keeps getting better. For a limited time only, get lower prices and larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota MX5100F 52-horsepower tractor with a Kubota front-end loader, only $20,299. Get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $19,299 or monthly payments of only $259 with 10% down payment. Zero down payment financing. 60 months interest free. Top dollar for your trade-ins. Free delivery plus the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. That's why Norman G. Tractor is known as the place to buy all of your Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. Norman G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR. Norman G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, it's 854, News Talk 1620, WTAW. An attack with a slushy on an Oklahoma gas station.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
Yeah, here we go. It's got left the clerk all shook up. Yeah.
Oh.
Left her all shook up.
In her blue suede shoes.
Yeah, exactly. But it also knocked out the station's ability to operate its gas pumps. The encounter started after a woman came to the store with a friend looking for a fight with the clerk behind the counter.
Oh, this sounds like a man might have been involved.
Yeah. The clerk asked the woman, who, by the way, was a former schoolmate. They went school day together, Broken Arrow. You know how those people can be, Broken Arrow. Mm-hmm. You just never know. Mm-hmm. Two girls.
I know how the ones from Broken Bow were. So.
Yeah. No, they ain't no count.
Mm-mm.
Anyway.
Just woman's like Clarksville.
Clarksville.
Well, you almost got it right.
Clarksville. Yeah,
that's okay.
That's right.
No, you really. You that's came real close.
Yeah. The woman's
saying Navsota.
Yeah. The woman who confronted the clerk stepped out for a short time but came back with a friend, and the two women waited in line to pay for the drinks when suddenly the woman with the slushy hurled her drink at the unsuspecting cashier.
Now, that seems like a waste of a perfectly good slushy.
I think so, yeah. But she was angry with her.
What flavor was it?
I don't know, but you know it left a hell of a mess.
We want all the facts here.
Yeah. The two women immediately walked away. Police have identified the woman who threw the slushy.
If it was cherry, it stained.
Yeah. Well, and again, it's a little town in Oklahoma. Do you know who this was? I sure do. As Ermeline Collard, you
That's
know
right.
she don't like me none, never has anyway.
Because I'm dating her ex-husband.
That's right, through that slushy, and he's an all right man. He's a good man.
That's right.
Yeah,
he's out of jail right now.
Yep. That probation been a good thing.
Golly, that sounds like somebody from Clarksville there.
Yeah. How do you think I have such a point of reference?
Yeah,
it's all part of their rich cultural heritage.
There you go. Just about anything that Evis touched is valuable. Just about. Next week,
yeah.
the library card that the future king of rock and roll signed when he was 13 will hit the auction block.
Wow.
UK's Daily Mail says Little Evis checked out The Courageous Heart, A Life of Andrew Jackson for Young Readers from the Humes High School Library back in Memphis in 1948.
Somebody had a book report due.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The signed card expected to sell for $3,500.
Good night.
Wow, really?
What in what world? Well, new data from the NPD group.
What's
says that?
That
movie rentals are down 17% from last year.
Well, the movies are crap.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Sorry, I could have come up with another word.
That's
but that
right.
was the first one that came to me.
Although more people are using online services to rent their movies, a majority, over 60% of the customers, still get movie rentals from places like Netflix and Redbox or video stores like Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
They're
really?
Still around? They're like nine stores in America, right?
Well,
one
yeah.
right here in College Station?
Yeah, right. Next to that.
Oh, is that thing is still open?
Yeah, on Rock
Thing.
Yeah. I didn't realize they were still
attached onto that McDonald's.
Because you know what I did? I cleaned out my wallet the other day.
Oh, and you found your Blockbuster card?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I found that.
Yeah, take it by there. See if it still works.
I tossed it.
Yeah,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah, I did. I cut it up, though, because I don't want anybody to use it.
That's right. You don't want to get fraudulent.
Heck no. Anyway, pay TV and streaming services doing well. Did y'all hear a chunk of the Great Wall of China collapsed?
No.
Yeah, you know, no, you're supposed to go, no, but if you'll whistle a few bars.
Yeah.
All
right. It's actually if you hum a few bars.
Yeah, whatever. A group of workers reportedly digging in the area preparing to construct a building when tons of brick and rubble came crashing down. Yeah, no kidding. What happens if I do this?
Yeah, somebody bumped into it.
Left a 100-foot section of the ancient monument completely destroyed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, luckily it happened.
Now they're not
going
to be able to keep the Mongols out.
Yeah, nobody was hurt. Apparently they were not there.
The Mongols weren't?
Nobody was there. Collapsed. The crew who did whatever they did.
They ran to Lowe's and got some quickcrete.
That's
know?
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Nobody will notice this.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. Built in the 7th century B.C. by the... and you remember who the first China emperor was? It was Emperor Brown.
Yeah.
What?
But Scott can't pronounce Asian names, so he just says Brown.
Well, I can't. Yeah, if I come up with a name I can't pronounce, I just say Brown.
So yeah, that's right.
So a lot of Asian people are Brown.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Because I can't even begin, right?
That's right. Every Wimbledon winner has been Brown for me.
Yeah, that's right. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
I know you do. 1936 in the Summer Olympics in Berlin, Germany. Jesse Owens won his 4th gold medal.
Yeah, take that, Adolf.
Yeah, that was a pretty spectacular number back then.
He delivered flowers to my mother. Did I ever tell you all that?
No.
Yeah, in Columbus, Ohio, when she was a teenager and boys would send her roses, he worked for a flower shop, and he was a flower delivery guy.
There
and he'd
go.
Come to her door and deliver flowers.
This date, 1999, then 14-year-old Ryan Tripp of Beaver, Utah, finished. Mm-hmm. You remember what he did? He mowed the lawn of every state capital. Finished doing that, and he was 14 years old on this date in 1999. All right, you got about 50 seconds.
There you go. I tell you what, the most overexposed person in these Olympics has to be Matthew Perry. They must think that this show of his...